persecution can rear its ugly head at any time, in any place, and often from your own community. We'll share why in just a minute. I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. We're going to explore why perseverance is key to countering the effects of chaos. And that's actually part of life in a small ministry. Another one of our longtime friends shares the challenges that are unique to big needs and small houses in just a few moments. We're going to revisit Russia and Chechnya, where the recent ISIS attack in Chechnya now has people wondering if churches in the area are in danger. Despite the culture of the region, the governments are not okay with radicalism. Slavic Gospel Association's Joel Griffith says,
although they are majority Muslim countries, they still maintain very tight control and very wary of anything that would seem to open a door for the potential for violence such as this.
And the pressures on churches can come from their own communities.
They're not encountering any difficulties from the government necessarily there, but being where they are, they still have to function very, very discreetly. And we tend to not, you know, publicize efforts that go on there to not only evangelize, but to, you know, plant churches. But the churches are certainly continuing to meet and worship discreetly. They're continuing to proclaim the gospel discreetly.
Pray for these churches' ministries, their community impact, and for boldness in their faith. We're going to slide over a little bit and now take a look at the conflicts sparked by terrorism that have helped to create today's global refugee crisis. Nearly 2 million refugees have fled to Europe alone since 2014. And today, on World Refugee Day, we're highlighting how to help. Lucas Da Silva with Transworld Radio.
The most important thing for refugees in Europe, but probably also the world, is they need connection with other people. That's what makes all the difference for them. If they're really embraced by a community, they're able to thrive and not just survive. And I think that's a very biblical idea, the idea of loving your neighbor, but also welcoming the stranger. And that's exactly what we're trying to do with the Love Europe app.
This story continues at missionnews.org. You're listening to Mission Network News. So we've introduced World Refugee Day to you, and you may be wondering what it's about. It remembers those who've been forced from their homes due to violence, conflict, and other natural disasters. Tent Schools International's Rawan Haddad shares that refugees have painful memories. Trauma is causing sleeplessness, and children are forgetting how to read and write. Tent Schools establishes schools in refugee camps to give children purpose and to make them feel valued.
We need to lead them to Christ. We need to raise up an educated, healthy and healed generation with a compassionate worldview. If we do not let them feel like this, these children, motivated by loneliness and despair, will regress, and we may open the door to a new generation of terrorism, strengthened by the spirit of revenge.
Ask God to continue to heal these kids that Tent Schools works with. And finally, being a small ministry sometimes means that the daily tasks of serving a community have intimidating price tags attached to them. Just ask for Haiti with Love's Eva DeHart.
When you're dealing with people and you're buying materials, you're maintaining a headquarters, you're maintaining staff, you're maintaining transportation, it does get down to the nitty-gritty.
Money is never easy to talk about, but DeHart says small ministries have to especially be conscious of their funding.
We plan ahead and try to be the best possible stewards of the Lord's money and constantly keeping in mind that it is His money. It's ultimately God that we are accountable to.
Because little things have big impact. Find your place in the story at missionnews.org. And thanks for listening to Mission Network News, a service of One Way Ministries. We're listener-supported by people just like you. So join our social media network, and let's get to the work of the Great Commission together. Look for the links at missionnews.org. That's missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.